Welcome, this is an advanced FX lesson for Ableton Live 12, how to build a performance-ready Dylania cinematic impact using One Audio Effect Rack and Creative Macro Mapping. The goal is a single one-shot processor that gives you huge sub, punchy, Dylania-style smash, and cinematic metallic tails, all morphable with a few knobs for drops, stabs, and transitions. First, what you'll build. One master audio effect rack called Dylania Cinematic Impact Rack with three parallel chains, sub, body, and tail. A fourth chain will be an alternate tail type. You'll map six macros for performance, impact depth, global wet slash chain blend sub level, sub volume and filter control smash, drive and dynamics for the body tail size, reverb decay and wet high character, spectral shimmer slash high EQ mono bass, mono width and low pass for the sub. Now the step-by-step walkthrough. Keep your impact one shot on an audio track, and turn warp off so timing stays intact. Prepare the track 1. Drop the sample on an audio track and confirm warp is off. 2. Create an audio effect rack on the track and rename it Dylania Cinematic Impact Rack. Create the chains 1. Open the rack's chain list and create 4 chains, sub, body, tail, and alt tail. Build the sub chain, mono, tight low end 1. In the sub chain insert these devices in order, EQ8, set a low pass around 120-200 Hz so only the sub content remains. Utility. Set width to 0% to force mono. Multiband dynamics. Set the low band to cover roughly 0-120 Hz and gently increase the low band gain by a few dB for focused sub energy. Saturator. Add just a touch of soft drive for subtle harmonics. 2. Set the sub chain volume down around minus 6 dB to start. You will map the sub chain level and multiband gain to macro 2. Build the body chain, the Dylania Smash 1. In the body chain add, EQ8, high pass around 30-40 Hz, optionally a narrow boost in the 150-400 Hz region for punch. Drum bus, add drive start 6-10 and raise transients for attack. Enable low counter to fatten the body. Saturator, set to a soft clip and use a reasonable drive amount. Adjust dry slash wet for parallel texture. Glue compressor or compressor. Fast attack, medium release to glue the body. Optional redux for light digital grit. 2. Set the body chain around minus 3 dB initially. You'll map its volume and damage controls to macro 1 and macro 3. Build the tail chain. Cinematic reverb and spectral resonance is 1. In the tail chain add. EQ8, high pass around 80-120 Hz to keep the reverb out of the sub. Spectral resonator. Set a few pitched layers to create metallic ringing. Keep dry slash wet low at first. Hybrid reverb. Choose a large hall or plate. Predelay 1040 ms, decay between roughly 2-5 seconds for cinematic tails, set to fusion medium and tame highs with a high cut. Optionally add auto filter and envelope follower to make the tail swell or breathe. 2. Start this chain quieter, around minus 6 to minus 8 dB. Tail wet and decay will be mapped to macro 4. Alt tail chain, reverse or short 1. Duplicate the tail chain and alter it for a short or reverse feel tail. You can use a different hybrid reverb preset, shorter gated settings, or spectral time style effects to emulate reverse textures. 2. Keep this chain lower and prepare chain selector ranges so you can sweep between tail and alt tail. Macro mapping. Make it performable 1. Enter macro map mode and create the 6 macros with clear names. Macro 1. Impact depth. Map to body chain volume and also to sub and tail volumes with staggered ranges so turning it up brings the body forward first, then the others. Macro 2. Sub level. Map to sub utility gain and multiband dynamics low band gain. Set ranges from very low to a few dB of boost. Macro 3. Smash. Map to drum bus drive, body saturator drive, and small compressor or makeup changes with ranges that make the macro impactful with small movement. Macro 4. Tail size. Map to hybrid reverb decay and dry slash wet, and to spectral resonator dry slash wet. Range from short slash minimal to long slash cinematic. Macro 5, high character. Map to spectral resonator pitch slash amount and to EQ8 high shelf gain so you can dial metallic shimmer versus smooth top end. Macro 6, mono bass. Map to sub utility width from 0% to 100% and to a low pass cutoff in EQ8 so opening the width also opens sub bandwidth. 2. For switching tail types, map the rack's chain selector to a macro as well. You can use a shifted variant of macro 4 or a spare macro if you've reserved one, then set chain selector ranges so you can sweep short right arrow long right arrow reverse. Fine tuning and gain staging 1. Add an EQ8 after the rack on the track for final cleanup, a gentle high pass around 20 hg and any small tonal trimming. 2. Add a utility after the rack to control overall gain and preserve headroom. 3. To keep the transient on top of the tail, use an envelope follower map to hybrid, reverb dry slash wet or a compressor duck on the tail chain so the reverb ducks on the initial hit. Performance examples: classic Dillinger smash, set smash around 70%, sub-level plus 3 dB, tail size small for a short, punchy hit. Cinematic intro hit, tail size high, high character up for metallic shimmer, impact depth moderate, morph on the fly. Automate smash to spike before a drop, then ramp tail size up to create a swelling tail. Save the rack as a preset after you're happy with it. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating the sub, keep sub saturation subtle and verify mono compatibility. Mapping everything with identical min/max ranges, stagger ranges so a single macro produces musical results, not extreme jumps. Letting reverb eat low end. Always high pass tails around 80-120 hg to avoid muddiness. Too much tail wet. Long tails can clutter a mix if not dynamically controlled. Use envelope follower or multiband dynamics to manage tails. Poor gain staging. Reset gain after adding drive, saturator, and drum bus to prevent clipping. Not checking in mono. Regularly verify macro 6 to ensure the bass stays tight and compatible. Pro tips: use multiband dynamics on the tail to aggressively tame low mid wash while leaving high zeri. Map an envelope follower to hybrid, reverb per delay and dry slash wet for tails that swell after the transient. Keep two macro modes, one with gentle ranges for mix automation and one with aggressive ranges for live performance. Resample favorite variations to audio for CPU savings and to create new sample layers. Use spectral time or spectral resonator creatively for reverse-ish metallic smears without reversing audio. Create inverse mappings, for example, as smash increases slightly reduce tail wet so the transient stays clear. Phase align sub and body. If cancellation occurs, flip body phase or nudge its timing by a few milliseconds. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Build a smaller rack with 3 chains, sub, body, tail. 2. Sub. EQ8 low pass tilde 150 hc plus utility width 0%. Map utility gain to macroa with minus 18 dB right arrow plus 6 dB. 3. Body. Drum bus set to drive 6 and map drive to macro B. Add saturator with partial mix. 4. Tail. Hybrid reverb decay map to macro C from 0.8 right arrow 4 seconds and dry slash wet 0 right arrow 40%. Add spectral resonator map to macro C as well. 5. Map macro A slash B slash C. Test while playing the sample and resample a few variations. Recap: you now have a practical method in Live 12 for making a Dillinger style cinematic impact that's playable in performance. Key ideas: split processing into sub, body, and tail chains, use drum bus, saturator, multiband dynamics, hybrid reverb, and spectral resonator for the character. Map careful min/max ranges to macro so one or two knobs give musical control, and use envelope follower and chain selector for dynamic tails and alternate modes. Save versions and iterate. Final coach reminders: treat each chain like an instrument occupying its own frequency and stereo space. Always audition impacts in context. What's huge solo can swamp a mix. Save incremental versions so you can roll back if an aggressive mapping goes too far. For live sets, start macros in a safe middle position and provide a quick reset macro or foot switch. That's the lesson. Build the rack, experiment with mappings and ranges, and save the best results so you can recall them for drops, transitions, and cinematic moments.